Hi, everybody, in Blind Cool Tech Land. Mary Louise here. Today I'm going to talk about my new portable DVD player. And we're going to start from the top. Sitting here on my harvest table in my studio is a box that UPS left at my door this morning, and I have not opened it. I have my digital recorder sitting here on the table. I'm not using mics because I thought there was a real good chance that I could get wrapped up in the wires while I was unpacking this DVD player. I have a story to tell about that. I was on internship out in Cupertino, California, at the Sunnyview Lutheran Home. And the pastor said to me, "You conduct this part of the service," and he handed me a microphone that was on a cable. He had the wireless mic, and I had my seeing eye dog, Caitlin, with me, and we started the service in front of the altar, and with dog and leash and book and microphone, I walked around to the rear of the altar and did another part of the service. And for all I can remember, and I don't remember the service real well, it was a number of years ago, I walked to the front of the altar, and then I went over to the lectern / pulpit, and I was to put the mic in its stand and read the lessons. Well, I couldn't get the mic in the stand because I had managed to wrap the cable around the dog. Not once, not twice, but I think about 7 times. And so I had to start unwrapping my dog, at which point my supervisor ran up and assisted the unwrapping of the dog, the putting the microphone back in the lectern, and my continuing with the worship service. This didn't take very long, probably 30 seconds. I'm not even sure that a whole lot of people out in the congregation even knew what had happened. But from that point on, I was always given the wireless mic. So that was a internship-style lesson to learn. Never for me to use a mic that had a long wire, because I would certainly wrap it around someone or something. So, let me go get something to open the tape that's on the box with. I don't know if the box is upside down or right side up, but in any event, we'll get it open and we'll get it unpacked. And of course, we have our dog supervisor laying by, because one never knows. This could be important. I can tell you that this package came from Best Buy, and it was shipped, got here in about 72 hours, and it's a Zenith. And it's the only Zenith portable DVD player on the site. I will try to give you more particulars later when I actually look up and see what model number this is. I don't have a television set, and I haven't for years and years. And I just didn't find using the computer for DVD to be a really good alternative. And I thought, being portable, and having a little screen, I think this has a 7-inch screen, it would be fun to have a player that I could move about with. Okay, well, I did open it right side up because here is the invoice or shipping notice or whatever. And that's the pillows, the air pillow stuff that they put in these boxes. I'm just laying everything here on the day bed. I call this room my studio. It's the big living space. for my apartment. It's the width of the building. And the width of the building also are large windows, and on a sunny day, there's a great deal of sun and warmth that come in them. I am located in a building that was a store at one point, and which currently, on the first floor, houses the Lizzie Desi Museum here in Jamestown, New York, the birthplace of Lucille Ball. At some point, the museum will move. The Arnaz children have arranged for a bigger space, and they want to not only have a museum with Lucille Ball memorabilia, but also do something with acting and comics and stuff like that somewhere else in Jamestown. Now, I've unpacked, and what I have is a bubble wrapped package, so we can put the carton down here on the floor. And now you will hear my definite uncool way of sawing on bubble wrap. I have never found a good way to get rid of or open bubble wrap. And if I was very cool, I would know what I did with the letter opener when I was using it. I put it, as I always say, in a safe place. And as a result, I have no idea what has become of it. There it is. People are using these portable DVD players in their cars. So this came with a car adapter, so that you could power, I guess, out of your car to run it. It's supposed to be battery operated. Unfortunately, the specs did not tell me what kind of batteries this uses. And the battery is supposed to last for about 3 hours. And the other thing, when my niece's fiancé, Eric, looked at those different models, he said it was pretty standard that they had actual buttons, which I personally thought was a very good thing. What I am opening up here is another box. In the days before protecting everything with these hard plastic containers, I have just gotten this box. One of the things we noticed in shopping for this portable DVD player is that these players play a variety of formats of CD, MP3, DVD, and CD, and you sort of have to choose wisely based on what you want, what you think you'll be using it for, and also come with a variety of inputs and outputs, which I am not particularly up to speed with, but I thought primarily I'm going to be using this standalone. So I cut away enough that this stuff off. Almost, but not quite. I got one corner to work on. in. A little luck. Oh, yes, yes, yes! I'm back down to a cardboard box. I'm trying to figure out how's one of those interlocking tabs. There we go. Oh, and up comes the top. And up comes the inside top. And over comes the flaps. And now we have, oh, the whole thing looks like a computer box. It's got all that cart packing stuff around the unit. So, let's see if we can, oh my, get the unit out of this box. Yeah, I think we can. So the unit itself is coming out. I believe that's what it is. And it is about the size of a large print book. Not large print meaning the size of the print, but a large book which is print. Smaller than, a little bit smaller, I think, than a Braille volume would be. But I think, that box, actually that's the box with the gear in it. I'm just pulling this apart, and the unit itself is about the size of the FlexTalk PTR1, maybe a little wider. It is wrapped in, well, it's not quite bubble wrap, but it's a soft plastic kind of material. Wrapped in that. Oh, this is very cute. Very, very cute. Yeah, it looks about, let me go get my FlexTalk and let me set it on top here and kind of give you a clue. Terms of size, and the FlexTalk is about the size of a hardback book. In fact, it's designed to look like a book. And what I can tell you is, well, this portable unit is about half an inch longer and not quite as thick. And I think according to the specs, it weighs about 1.8 pounds. So it's quite light. And it opens up. And your screen can actually go almost flat. And a little grill here. Oh, and it has buttons that you push in. 2, 3. Across on the right-hand side. Up here at the top, there are 3 switches that they're flush, but they're clearly defined, and you can press them. And then below that, there are 2 buttons, clearly defined, again, recess, that you can feel. And then there is a control that's a circle. And these are the arrows. So, although they're in a circle, there's an up and a down and a left and a right and an OK button or a play button or something in the center. Very traditional. And at the bottom, again, there are 3 more buttons. I have no idea what these do, and I haven't As I said, we ordered this online, so I don't even know how you would do that. Oh, and I see a latch, but I don't see any way to open the DVD. But it's to the left. And to give another idea of the size of this, the cover for the DVD is basically the unit. Maybe the controls take up 1.5 to 2 inches along the right-hand side, and the rest of it is this round circle where the DVD or CD would go. So that's about how big the unit is, and it's maybe 1 inch or so thick. Oh, and it has on the side, it has a positive switch, looks like a headphone jack, some kind of switch, 1, 2, 3 inputs, and then a circle knob switchy thing, you know, one of those ones where just the edge sticks out for you to turn. And wouldn't be surprised if that wasn't the volume. And that looks to be the whole thing. So I think there was an input and an output of sorts. Now, we get to see what is in this box of parts that comes. So you're sort of going along with me in the mystery. In this box is another one of those ones with the tabs. So open up somehow or other. Okay, this opens up again like a book. And we have some kind of cable. I can find. It looks like those line in, line out type cables with those skinny male adapters. This is supposed to come with this car kit. Right, and now we have another adapter with a fat end down to a thick point. If I was up on my adapters, I could tell you more about this. And it has a thicker end than that line-in, line-out cable at the other end. So these are thicker types. And I have some real thick stuff. Let's see. Get the rest of the stuff out of here. Oh, here's the buck. And the remote. This comes with a remote. It's called a... the remote is probably 4 or 5 inches long and maybe 2 inches wide. Got all kinds of buttons on it. And the booklet. The booklet is bigger, if I lay it on top here of the portable player, the booklet is bigger than the player. And what else came with this? Another cable with something else. You having fun listening to this? This is kind of like Christmas. Well, I will be done. This looks like something you actually plug into the wall. And it's got a box on it like some of the microphones have on it. So there's a cable that goes into the wall, and there's a box, and there's a cable that comes out, and it has a big plug on the end. So I'm hoping this is an AC battery, AC cable, so that you don't have to run this on batteries. That would be handy if you don't plan to have to be in a car to listen to this. That would be kind of silly since I don't own a car. And certainly I don't drive a car. I have owned cars in the past, I just didn't drive them. I would say one of the fun things was is that I got to own, my first car I ever owned was a truck, so. This looks like, well, I don't even know how to describe this piece, but I bet you it has to do with mounting this thing. It's got, well, it looks like a bench. And it has, it's plastic and it looks like a bench, and it has on the bottom, I don't know if it's the bottom, but it has the little rubber feet, which leads me to believe that you clamp this to something or other. And yeah, because there are feet on one end of this player. And then I'm betting you can set this in here. This might actually be to support the, I can see if this is a true statement, if this supports the screen. So we just set this here. I should almost have the feeling it should work that way. Yes. Well, it does put it at a bit of an... Oh, I see. The back of the unit now is sitting on the bench. And... lock that in. There's a switch. That's what I'm looking. Well, I don't know what that does. Should do something important. But it almost looks like then... No, I bet you that's just to put in your car. So you can attach it somehow so that your player doesn't go anywhere. But exactly how you would go about doing that, I have no idea. But the back of the unit does set in there. So, that is what comes with this unit. If the batteries are included, they're physically in the unit. And I will have to spend some time at this point with either the manual or someone who can read the manual to get this working. So I will stop the recording at this point, and when I have an opportunity, I will get back and finish it so that you can learn how this unit works. Bum 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 bum. You may recognize the walking theme from Mussorgsky's Pictures at an Exhibition. The piece is set up with this walking theme, and then each painting at the exhibition was described in music, and then we had more walking music to indicate you were going to the next picture. I have been off doing other things, and now I'm back to say some more about the portable DVD player. I had hoped to record someone describing the controls on this portable player, but that didn't work out. I was late and running and left the recorder at home. So I will review. First of all, the controls on the outside of the unit. Oh, I have the unit backwards. Let me turn that around. Okay. We have the volume control wheel. And then we have an audio connection, probably an out, a video out. And then we have, I guess we're in. And then we have another connection. That could be the in for the video. But anyway, they're those things you put cords into. And then we have a switch. And this, what this switch does is if it's pressed so that it's to the rear of the unit, it has two positions. If it's clicked to the rear of the unit, it's to play DVDs. If it's forward to the front of the unit, this screen can be used with another device. I'm guessing some kind of game, hardware and software. And then behind that is the AC adapter plug, which I am going to plug in at this point. There we go. And then we will plug it into the wall. It's a two-prong plug. It's one of those directional ones that you have to get it going in the right direction. In the documentation, there were a lot of the usual warnings. Don't put it near a stove. Don't cook it. Don't freeze it. And don't put it on a bookshelf. I suspect that has to do with dissipating heat. Back here to the unit. On the opposite side, still a side, but the left-hand side, near the front, there is another switch. And this switch, when you press it to the front of the unit, turns the DVD player on. I'll open it up and talk to you some more about the controls. At the bottom left-hand corner of the controls is a button, and when you press that button, the lid of the DVD player pops open and you press it to close it. Now when I did this earlier, there was a piece of plastic that I had to remove. All the controls for this are on the right hand side. Starting up by the screen, there are controls, three controls to control the screen. And I should mention that the speakers for these units are on screen, one at the bottom right-hand corner and one at the bottom left-hand corner. So the controls are up by the screen, and if you start moving forward towards the front, there are a set of four controls. Two, and then underneath them two more. And these seem to control menus and establishing some kinds of setup. And then further along, there's a circle with the arrow keys. That's also for the menu. And then here at the bottom, these are the controls I'm hoping that we can use, are from left to right, play, pause, and stop. There is no dedicated rewind and forward kind of switches. There are search and seek on the remote, I can't tell you anything about the remote at this point. My plan is to, if the DVD works on this, is to clean this recording up, put it up to Blind Cool Tech, and then later have someone sit down with me and put the remote together. There's a button battery that needs to go in. And there are 36 buttons on the remote. They're in 9 rows of 4. So that's a bit daunting to me. So at any rate, I have here 2 DVDs that came with, is it the Star Wars movie Phantom Menace? I think that was the name of it. One is one of these DVDs is in the red family, and another one is the standard color for these DVD CD things. Discs, not things. So I'm going to put the, we'll call it black one in. And there we go. Close the lid. And we'll hit play and see what happens. Nothing. So let's see if hitting the middle circle on this arrow thing helps. And then the play button, maybe? Oh, yes. That's the volume turned all the way up. What do you know? Let's hit the pause button and see what happens. Oh, it slowed down, but nothing much happened here. Let's hit it again. Well, that seems ineffective. Hit the stop button. That worked. Let's hit the play button. Okay, the play button goes from where it stopped. Now I'm going to get a little daring. Press the sideways arrows. Just hit the middle button. Sideways. It sounds like R2-D2, doesn't it? I hit the play button.
Oh, no! Wait,
press the pause button, the right arrow, and the enter button, and now the play button. Okay, pressing the side of the arrow doesn't do anything while it's playing. I think I hit the enter button. Nope, doesn't affect anything. Well, we could just... Okay, this doesn't seem the arrow function to have a whole lot of effect here. So, let's stop that. And let's press the eject button. And let's take this disc out. And let's put it back in again and see if it remembers where we are or whether it starts at the beginning. Press play. Oh, we're back where we were. We'll hit stop. I should also tell you that I know zero about DVDs. This is the first DVD player I've ever encountered. So, and I wasn't particularly good with a VCR, so if you're grimacing and saying, oh my goodness, what a dumb person, you're right. I am particularly dumb about this. Okay, I put in the red DVD. Let's see what happens here. I hit play on that. Now it's thinking. It's making DVD noises, I guess you could say. Now, did I decide that I should hit the enter button? Yes. Star Wars, doesn't it? And again, this is on full volume. It seems clear to me, just from this little exercise, that the remote may be very useful when working with this. At least I hope so. But at least it plays. With very little knowledge, I got it working. One thing I probably should tell you is that I said there was one cable in the package. There are actually two cables in that package. I think one's an audio cable and one's a video cable. because the instructions tell you how to hook this up to be a player for your TV and about putting it as part of your stereo. The other thing I want to do before I sign off is, remember that thing I told you that looked like a bench and I thought it might have to do with attaching it to in your car? This is actually the battery pack. And so what I'm going to do is see if I can attach it. You set it against the back of the unit, and there are, they call them hooks. They're things that stick up on the seat of this bench, if you want to call it that. And the open ends of the hooks point to the left. They're kind of straight on the left-hand edge of these hooks, and they are smoothed and ramp off to the seat on the right hand. And these fit into holes on the bottom of the unit. There they go. And to hook this battery charger in, you are to slide it to the left, and by golly, it attaches. And then on the left-hand side of the, what I would be the back of the bench, on the side, way down at the bottom of the unit, there is a switch. And you press it, which one? I think you just have to hold it towards the back. Uh-huh, you do. And then you slide this to the right, and it releases. I don't know if you heard that thwack. That was it releasing. So I'm going to re-hook it in because I'm going to charge the battery. And you do that by hooking it up when the AC adapter is plugged in. I don't think you can play your DVDs while it's charging, but this would then make the unit totally portable. You could take it anywhere you wanted and use it. So I think that's all I can show you for now. Until I have someone sit down with me about the remote. Bum, 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 ba-da-dum, ba-da-dum. I'm back. As I was listening to this recording, I realized I hadn't made it clear that that cable with the large end was the car adapter power cable. I guess these plug into the cigarette lighter. And I hadn't given you the specific model number. So this is a Zenith 7-inch 16:9 widescreen LCD with video composite DVD player. Actually, it's probably Zenith 7-inch 16:9 widescreen LCD DVD player with video composite. The model number is ZPA Zebra Peru Alpha - 314. If you have any information to share with me about portable DVD players or anything else you want to contact me about, my email is meryl.louise@gmail.com. That's Meryl, M-E-R-R-I-L-L, .Louise, L-O-U-I-S-E, @gmail.com. You can listen to my podcast, Pastor Meryl Louise's podcast, at reallifespirituality.com. And that's spelled real, one word, life, no spaces, spirituality, spirituality. And if you can shed any light on DVD players, either drop me a line or record a podcast for Blind Cool Tech. I'd appreciate that. Thanks. Bum, 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 ba-da-dum, ba-da-dum, bum, 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 bum.